Today's shiur is the Masechta Zvachim on Daf Nun Hey. We will begin on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud with the Mishnah. We have been discussing various Kachi HaKadoshim, Chatas, Ola, and now the Mishnah is going to enumerate the remaining Kachi HaKadoshim. And the first one is Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, the Zvachim of Shlomim that are brought by the Tzibur. And Rashi tells us this refers to only one korban, which is the kivsei atzeres, which are brought together with the shtei halechem on shvuas, v'ashamois, and a yachid who brings his korban asham, and there are six types of ashamois that the Mishnah will now enumerate, elohein ashamois. These are the ashamois which have a din of kachei kadoshim. The first one is asham gzeilis, which we find in Vayikra, Perik Hei, Pasuk Chav Gimel, concerning a person who was given a pikudin and he denies that he was given the pikudin and he swears falsely that he was not given the pikudin, then he admits to his guilt, so he's mechuyev to pay a karen chomesh va'asham. He has to repay the karen and add a fifth plus bring the asham gezelis. The second asham is asham me'ilis, of a person b'shogeg had pleasure from something that belongs to Hegdish, he is chayev to bring a korban asham. And likewise, he has to bring karen chaymish v'asham, and the asham is called asham me'ilois. And then we have asham shifcha charufa. And Rashi explains this based on the Gemara increases of machloikes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rashi takes Rabbi Shmuel's position, which is that someone had relations with a shifcha knanis hamayuedes le'evet ivri, that the master gave the shifcha over to the evet ivri. The Torah permitted an evet ivri to be given a shifcha that he can live with while he's an evet ivri, and if someone else had relations with that shifcha, that's the case of shifcha charuf according to Rabbi Shmuel, since the marriage to the evet ivri was not a regular marriage of eishes ish. Therefore, there is no halacha of misa, and the person has to bring, whether he did it b'shoigig or b'mezid, he has to bring a korban asham shifcha charufa. Rabbi Kiva's shita is that the shifcha charufa refers to a specific shifcha, which is a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin, meaning that it was a shifcha who was owned by two masters, and one of the masters freed his half. And if someone had relations with this shifcha, who's chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin, then he would bring an asham shifcha charufa. The next asham is asham nazir. If a nazir is metame himself, either b'shoigig or b'mezid, so he stops his naziris, he has to start all over again, and he has to bring, as part of his process, he has to bring an asham nazir. And then we have asham metzaira, a metzaira who is matar himself from his tzaras as part of his purification process, he has to bring an asham mitzorah. And the sixth and final asham is the asham toli. This is the asham which is hanging in suspense, and this refers to someone who is not sure whether he committed an avera for which b'mezid chiyev is koras, and b'shoigeg chiyev is a chatos. He's not sure. So until he finds out, he brings a asham tolui, this hanging asham, and this protects him from any oinshim min hashamayim. When he finds out that he in fact was over b'shoigeg this avera, then he brings the korban chatas. If he finds out that he definitely was not over, then he does nothing. But meanwhile, lahagin olav ben oinshim, he brings an asham tolui. All of these are kachi kadoshim, and the halacha by all of them, says the Mishnah, shchitasim b'tzofen, as by all kachi kadoshim, the shchit is only in the tzofen. It's pasul in the southeast and western parts of the Azara. It's only kosher in the northern part of the Azara. The kibbul domen and the blood is received b'klisharis. In a klisharis also, the kohen has to be standing b'tzofen. The domen and the blood is applied to the Mizbeach, just like we learned in the last Mishnah by Oila. Damon ton shtei matonishein arba. Two applications, which are really four. As we learned, it's on the northeastern keren of the Mizbeach and on the southwestern keren, diagonally across. That is Saviv, that covers the four walls of the Mizbeach. And the same halacha is here by the Kachi Kachim of Zivchei Shamit Sibur and Hashamit. V'nechon lefnim min haklayim. They are eaten inside the curtains. And as we spoke out in the previous Mishnah, this refers to the curtains which were around the chatzer of the Mishkan. And in the time of the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash of Shloima, this was substituted by the walls of the Azara. And we spoke out there a fascinating Tveris Yisrael, who explained why, in fact, does the Mishnah use the terminology which was used in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is, says the Tveris Yisrael, because this Mishnah was learned by Moshe Rabbeinu directly mipi Hagvura. And as we saw already, there are two Mishnayos with the same Lashon, Lefnim min Akloyim, going back to the period of the Mishkan at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this, in fact, shows us the correctness of what the Ra'ah, Rabbi Aaron Halevi, says, that it's not only one Mishnah or another Mishnah, but in fact, the entire Perek is a halacha brura that was learned directly from Moshe Mi-Sinai. Therefore, you will not find any machloikas tanoim in all of these Mishnayos. And that is why the Beis Yosef in Or HaChaim Siman Nun tells us that these are the Mishnayos, the parts of Torah Shabbat Peh, that we say in the morning in Birchas HaShachar, in Tefillah Shachar, in Karbonis, we say this parak of Ezum Mekoyman, because the entire parak, as the Ra'ah tells us, was learned halacha mibrura without any machloikas from Moshe mipi Hagvura at Har Sinai. Continues the Mishnah that the kachet kadoshim is lezichrei kohuna, that only the zchorim, the male kohanim, can eat it, lechol maichel, not like Pesach, which has to be eaten only tzli, but this can be eaten in any way that a person wants to eat it. And how long? That's l'yoyim v'layla, you can eat it a day and a night. By kachim, the lila goes after the day, and you can only eat it until chatzos, ad chatzos. And we mentioned already in the previous Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Shas, in Brachas, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah says that kol anacholim l'yoyim echad, all karbonas which are eaten one day, a day and a night, mitzvos and achiyala marashacha, midaraisa, you can really eat it the whole night until the morning star. Im kein loma amru chachom ad chatzos. So why did the Chachamim come along? This halacha that we learned in the Mishnah here, Ad Chatzos, is not a din d'oraisa, it's a din d'rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan impose a time limit, restriction, until Chatzos? That's to stop a person from doing an Avera. If he has all night, he may be negligent, and he'll come to an Isser Chorus of Noiser by leaving it past the Amud HaShachar and not having eaten it. Therefore, the Chachamim say, you have to do it until Chatzos to make a person far away, a siyog, from being over the avera d'oraisa. And it's interesting that Rashi there, in Brachas of Beis Amud Aleph, says, which karbonos are nechol v'yoyim v'layla, k'goin, chatos, v'osham, v'kivsei atzeres, u'menachos, v'toida. And four of these five are learned right in the Mishnayos that we are dealing with. Chatos we learned in the Mishnah in Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, that it's until chatzos. And the Osham and Kivsi Atzeres we're learning in this Mishnah over here, that Midrabban and Santil Chatzos. And finally, the Toida we're going to learn on the next Amid Mishnah in Nun Hei Amid Aleph, that the Toida as well, the mitzvah is a whole day and night, but Midrabban and it's until the Amud HaShachar, until Chatzos. Lahar Chak Adam, Minu Aver. Begins the Gemara in Daf Nun Hei Amid Aleph, Minolon de Boy Tzafen. How do we know? The Gemara is not asking on an usher, because that we've already learned on Daf Mem Tes, that it requires Shechita and Tzafen, but rather the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that the Shalmei Tzibur, that the mitzvah there is to Shechita and Tzafen, which is really different than the halacha by regular Shlomim. A regular Shlomim, we find in the last Mishnah on this Amud, Shlomim Kachim Kalim, Shkitasim B'chol Mokam Bazorah. You're allowed to Shechtin all over the Azorah, north, south, east, west. Yet the Halacha by Shalmei Tzibber, by the Kivsi Atzeres, is only Tzofen. Minolon, the boy Tzofen. How do we know that this is an exception to the rule and it requires Tzofen? The Tani, Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, Kameda Rava, because Rabba Bar Rav Chanan learned in front of Rava. The following Pasuk, in Vayikra Chav Gimel, Vasisim Seir Izim Echad Lechatos, the whole Pasuk is found in Vayikra Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yutes, Vasisim Seir Izim Echad Lechatos, Shnei Kvasu B'nei Shana Lezevach Shlomim. This is speaking about the Seir Izim that are brought on Shavuos, and the Pasuk there we see is making a parallel between the Seir Izim Lechatos and the Shnei Kvasim, which are brought, Lezevach Shlomim. So the Gemara darshins that according to the Girs of the Shittim Kibetzis and Ois Beis, Hikshu HaKosov Lechatos. The Torah made a hekesh between the Shalmei Tzibur of the Kivsei Atzeres and the Chatos. Ma Chatos B'tzofen. Just like Chatos is shechted in the north, and that we learned out from Oila, that Chatos is in the Tzofen. So, Af Shalmei Tzibur B'tzofen. So, the Shalmei Tzibur, the Kivsei Atzeres, is also B'tzofen. Amalei Rava, so Rava said to Rabba Barav Chana, V'chi Chatos Mehechen Lamda. How do you know Chatos itself that it's B'tzofen? The answer is, Mei Oila says, and now the Shita puts in the word, V'chi Dover Halamed Behekish, Chayzer Malamed Behekish. Are you telling me that first we learn out a hekesh of Chatos to Oila, and then we learn out the Shalmei Tzibur from Chatos, that's a hekesh from a hekesh, and we have a rule that you cannot learn a hekesh from a hekesh. Ella, I'm going to give you a hekesh, which is a direct hekesh. Mid itani Rav Mori, Bered Rav Kahana, and this pasuk concerns saying Shir, Bechatzayitz Reis, on Shlomim, and we know that there's no Shalmei Yachid upon which a Shir is said. It's only Shalmei Tzibur. So this pasuk in Bamidbor Yud is speaking about the Shalmei Tzibur. What does the pasuk say? That you should sound the Chatzayitz Reis al Oloseichem v'al Zivchei Shalmeichem. So here we see a hekesh between Oila and Shlomim, and we say Ma Oila Kachim Kachim, just like an Oila is Kadoshim. Af Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur Kachi Kadoshim. And Rashi says, what is it Nageh that an Oila is Kodesh Kadoshim? It's Nifsel B'Tful Yoim Ubi Yoitzei. And on here we have the Kasha that we learned in the previous year in Toysus and Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, who asks that really Rashi should have just said the Psul of Yoitzei. There's a halacha that you cannot eat the Kachi Kadoshim outside of the Kloyim, outside of the walls of the Azara. That is correct. That's the difference between Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim. Because Kachim Kalim, as we're going to learn in the next Mishnayis, can be eaten throughout the city of Yerushalayim, up till the walls of the city of Yerushalayim. So that's the difference between Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim. But Tful Yoim, Toysus over there asks, is if a Tful Yoim touches Kache Kalim, they also become Tummy. So that wouldn't be enough Gemina. So Rashi, as Tosfos points out, really didn't have to say that. But anyway, we have a Hekesh here, that just like an Oila is Kodesh Kadoshim for all its Dinim, so too the Shalmei Tzibur is also Kodesh Kadoshim, and then we go a step further. Ma Oila B'Tzofen, just like Oila, you have to Shecht in the northern part of the Azor, Avzivchei Shalmei Tzibur B'Tzofen, the same thing. The Shalmei Tzibur is also shechted in the Tzofen. So now the Gemara asks, Ela Hekesha Kama L'mayasa, the first Hekesh that we had at the top of the Amud, of Asisim Sir Izim Echad L'chatos, that we compared the Sir Izim Echad L'chatos to the Shnei Kvasim Neishan L'zevach Shlomim, if you're not using it to teach us the Din of Tzofen, L'mayasa, what do you use that Hekesh for? So the Gemara says we use it for something else. Ki chatas. It has a din like chatas. Ma chatas. Ein in the chalas el zichrei kona. Just like chatas is only eaten by the male koyhanim. Af zifri shalmei tzibur le zichrei kona. So the same thing. the zvachim of the Shalmei Tzibur are only eaten for kahuna. So we have one direct hekesh for the zichrei kahuna from chatas, and we have another direct hekesh for the halacha of tzafon that we're going to learn out from oilam. Amr le Abaye, so Abaye asked a kasha to Rava on his method of learning out the halacha of tzafon. If so, I'll ask you the following question. Gabe el nazir, by el nazir, that a nazir has to bring at the end of his naziris. He has to bring out three karbonis, an oila, chatas, and a shlomim. So an el nazir is a regular shlomim that a yachid is bringing. And over there, we also could have a hekish. Dichsiv. Vehikriv es karbon oila shem kevis ben shnasai. Tamim echod la'oila, he should bring one for an oila. The kivsa achas bashnasa tmima lachatas, he should bring a perfect kivsa, a female kevis for a chatas. Va'ayil echod tamim lishlamim. So if you're going to make this hekish by the shalmei tzibur, and you're going to learn out the din of zichrei kahuna, a hekish from an oila, why don't I make the same hekish here? Hachanami neima. The hikish akos of lachatos. We put the shlomim right next to the chatos. And I could say the following. Ma chatos ain't in the chalas el zichrei kuna. Just like a chatos is only eaten by zichrei kuna. Af el nazir nami ain't in nechal el zichrei kuna. So the el nazir should also only be eaten by the zichrei kuna. And yet, in the very next Mishnah, which speaks about the el nazir, a few lines down, In the third wide line here on the Amud, it says, v'necholon b'cholo'ir l'chol adam, that everybody's allowed to eat it. As long as you're eating it inside Yerushalayim, anybody can eat it, not only zichrei kuna. So obviously, we don't make this hekesh. So what does that teach us, says Abaya? That even though I have a theoretical hekesh, I don't say that el nazir, which is a shlomim, is bound by that hekesh. I don't use the hekesh. I leave the din of El Nazir, that it's like all other shlomim, that necholim b'cholayir l'chol adam. So if so, you see that once a thing is earmarked as being a shlomim, the fact that I would have a hekesh to say otherwise, to give a different dinim, doesn't play a role. So Abayis Kash is the same thing, should be legabe the shalmei tzibur. You made a hekesh to chatas that it should require zichrei kuna. You made a hekesh to oila that it should require zichrei kuna. You made a hekesh to chatas that it should require zichrei kuna. And you made a hekesh to oila that it should require tzafon. But we see from El Nazir that even when you have a hekesh, the fact that it's earmarked as a shlomim, I don't reckon with the hekesh. So the same thing as Abaye should be concerning shalmei tzibur. That if I have a hekesh, it plays no role because this is a shlomim. This is what Abaye is trying to ask. So the Gemara says, how could you compare el nazir to what we're discussing, which is kivsei atzeres, the shalmei tzibur? Hasam over there by the el nazir, kivin dechsev v'lokach hakoyin, es hazroya b'sheila min ha'ayil, because there the Torah itself doesn't let you make the hekesh. Because the Torah says that the koyin should take the cooked zroya from the ayil, and that belongs to the koyin. What's my deduction, mechlal? The kule b'ilim achlile. The rest, this is what we're going to refer to as in the next Mishnah, as hamura mehem. That which is separated from them goes to the koyin. But the rest of this korban goes to the bialim. So the Torah is telling you, you can't make a hekesh to tell me that only a koyin can eat the rest of the korban, because the Torah says beferish, that it's not just lezichrei kuna, that the rest belongs to the bialim. So what's the Gemara answering? Really, I'll tell you, a hekesh is a good hekesh. And therefore, if I have a hekesh to tell me that shalmei tzibur is different than a regular shlomim, that it's only zichrei kahuna, that it's only betzofen, not like a shlomim, which is b'chol mokum bazara, that's a good hekesh. You use it. Why don't you say the same by el nazir? Because there the Torah Beferish itself said that the rest of the korban is eaten by kol adam. It's not eaten by the zichrei kahuna. So the Gemara says, I hear what you're saying, but I still have a problem. Why? Because Zroya Bishela Mihu Loyla Sachal El Zichre Kuna. The Zroya, the cooked Zroya, which the Kayan gets to eat, but the halacha, which we're going to learn in the next Mishnayis, is that the El Nazir, as you see in the last line of the next Mishnah, Ela Shahamuram, that which is separated, which is the Zroya B'Shela, Nechal Kahanim L'Nesheim L'Vneim L'Avdeim. It's not just for Zichrei Kuna. But according to you, we should say that the El Nazir should be just for Zichrei Kuna because I have a Hekesh. And on that, the Pasuk that you brought me is not the Memayavit. That's the rest of the korban. But the Zeroya B'Shela itself, you're telling me the Kayan eats it. And which Kayan? It's not just Zichrei Kuna. Why not? You have a Hekesh that it should be like a Chatas that only Zichrei Kuna on that part. So the Gemara says, Kasha. There you have a kasha. Now, the Rashbam and Bava Basra, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, tells us a famous rule that there's a chiluk between a kasha and a tayufta. A kasha means you can give a teretz. The Gemara could have given a teretz. The Gemara doesn't give a teretz. However, tayufta means it's checkmate. There is no teretz. So it's interesting that in the very next line, the Gemara does give a teretz on this kasha. The Eboy is saying, if you want, I'm not just going to say kasha, you have a kasha, but it's not a tayufta. But in fact, I'm going to try to give you a teretz. Why? You asked me a question that why should El Nazir? Why don't we say a hekesh that only Zichrei Kuna should eat it? The answer is because the Torah itself gave a different name to what a El Nazir is. Kodesh Ikri. The Pasuk says by El Nazir, Kodesh Hu L'Kayin. It's Kodesh, but it's not Kodesh Kadashim. It's not called Kodesh Kadashim. It's only called Kodesh. Memela, again, I have a very good teretz. Really, a hekesh to a chatus or an oila we're going to make. And that's why Shalmei Tzibur, which has such a hekesh, is an exception to the rule. It's Bitzofen, even though it's a shlamim. It's Zichrei Kuna, even though it's a shlamim. Why don't I make the same exception by El Nazir? Because I have a hekesh. The answer is because the Torah didn't call it Kodesh Kadashim. In fact, it's only Kodesh Kalim. It's Kodesh Ulekayin, but it's not Kodesh Kadashim. Asks Rashi Akasha, but by Shalmei Tzibur, by the Shnei Seirim that we're talking about over here, it also doesn't say Kodesh Kadashim. The Pasuk says Kodesh Yiyu Lashem Lekayin. So it also doesn't use the Lashon Kodesh Kadashim as we find elsewhere by Chatos or Oila. It only uses the word Kodesh. Answers Rashi, yes, but it says one extra word. It says Kodesh Yiyu Lashem Lekayin. So when it puts in the word Lashem, that's tantamount, says Rashi, to calling it Kodesh Kadashim. So that's why it comes out that an El Nazir, although I have a Hekesh, I'm not going to make an El Nazir an exception to the Halach of Shlomim because it's only called a Kodesh Kalim. Mashiach came by the Shalmei Tzibur, since it has the word Hashem there, that equals Kodesh Kachim, and therefore we will make a Hekesh to Chatas and to Oila, that the Halacha will be by Shalmei Tzibur, that it's Shechta B'Tzofen, and it's Nechal only by Zichrei Kuna. Ask the Gemara, the Elo Lamai Hilchasa Iskish. But as a matter of fact, we find a Hekesh by El Nazir. And you're telling me that L'chumra, we're not going to say that an El Nazir is only eaten like a Chatas by Zichrei Kuhuna because it's only Kachik Kalim and not Kachik Kachim. So, but there's a Hekesh. What do you use the Hekesh for? Amarava, for something else. And in fact, not for a Chumra, but for a Kula. And what is that Kula? She'im Gilach al Achad Mishlashtan Yatza. That if the Nazir was Megaleach on only one of the three korbanos, he is supposed to bring a oila, chatas, and a shlamim. And he only brought one. He's yoitza, and he already is he's allowed to drink wine. He's allowed to shave his hair. His naziris is over, although he hasn't brought all three korbanos. So Rashi brings the sefri here, that the sefri learns it from a pasuk about midver vav, the acher yishta nazir yayin, after he brought his korban. Nice, he should drink wine. So the Sefri brings down, Acher Maisa Yechidi. He doesn't have to wait until he brings all three korbanos to start drinking wine. Even one is enough. And which one? The famous one. What's the famous one concerning Naziris? Shlomim. Why is Shlomim the extra special one by Naziris? Because Rashi says his main shaving of his hair is on the Shlomim. Because the Pasuk says that he should take his hair and put it under the dud, he should put it under the pot in which the Shlomim is being boiled. Al ha'esh asher tachas zevach ha'shlomim. That's where he puts his hair. So the main association of the cutting of his hair is with the zevach ha'shlomim. So it's certain that if he did the shlomim itself, that he can cut his hair. And then once he cuts it, he puts it under the shlomim. But what I learned from this hekesh is a kula, that it's not only if he brings the shlomim that he can cut his hair, but even if he brings only the chattas, or even if he brings only the oila, that's enough. Through the hekesh, we learn that im gilach al achad mishloshtan yatsa, he's yaitz, that he's already allowed to drink wine and to cut his hair. We have now concluded the Mishnayos that have to do with Kodesh Kodashim, and now we begin the Mishnayos to tell us the various halachas concerning Kachim Kalim. It says the Mishnah, the first Kachim Kalim that we're going to discuss is a Toida. And we know that a person has to bring a Toida when he wants to thank Hashem when he was saved from, after traveling the ocean, or going through a midbar, or being freed from prison, or someone who's sick and he choylish and nisrape, he had a refuah shlema, he brings a korban toida. And now the ale nazir, which we were discussing above, the ale nazir is also a shlomim, and both of them, the toida and the ale nazir, are kachim kalim. And Rashi says, ein moilim ben, there's no din mila. What Rashi means is that there's no din mila before the korban is shechted, and the blood is nizrak on the mizbeach. By kachim kachim, even before this happens, there is a din mila. By kachim kalim, it's only after the shechita and the zrik of the dam that there's mila, but before, there is no din mila. Where do you shecht the kachim kalim? Shechitasa b'chol makom b'azara. You shecht it anywhere in the azara, north, south, east, west, any direction. V'dam anton shtei matan shein arba. And the dam is applied, like we've had before, by an oila. We had in the last Mishnah on two corners of the Mizbeach, which is the northeastern corner and diagonally across the southwestern corner, and thereby you're touching all four parts of the Mizbeach. You also at those places have a Yesod underneath, which is required. You have Saviv and Yesod, and that's how you fulfill the mitzvah of applying the dam to the Mizbeach. V'nechom b'chol ha'ir, it's eaten all over Yerushalayim, not just inside the Kloyim, or inside the Azor in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's eaten throughout the city of Yerushalayim. L'chol Adam, every person can eat it, not just the Zichrei Kun, as we had before by Kodesh HaKadoshim. B'chol Machol, you can eat it in any way, not just like by Korban Pesach Tzli, but here you could do it by cooking it any way that you want to eat the meat. And how long is it eaten? So again, this is the fourth example that Rashi gave in Brachas of Bezim et Alf that we find in the Mishnayos we're learning. L'yoyim v'layla at chatzois. It's one day and one night. By kachim, the layla goes after the day. You can only eat it mit a rabbanan until chatzois, mit a rice, you can eat it until amura shachar. L'har chagadam aver, it's only till chatzois. Hamura mehem, that which is separated from the kachim kalim, ki yaitzman have the same din as them, which is that they're eaten in the whole city, L'yoyim V'layla, and Rashi tells us what all the Murim Mehem are. By Toida, Rashi says, first of all, Rashi tells us, how do you know by Toida that there is a din of Yoyim V'layla? So he brings down the Pasuk, B'yoyim Karbona Ya'achal, Lo Yanich Mimenu Ad Boiker. And then the Shlomim, that's connected to the Toida, we find also, Toida Shlomov L'rabe Shalmei Nazir. So that includes that expression that we find there by the Toida, which includes Shlomim, and that refers to Shalmei Nazir, so they're all eaten a day and a night. And the Murimim, says Rashi, that's the Chazav V'Shoik by the Toida, like other Shlomim, because Toida has a Loch of Shlomim. Zevach Shlomim im ala Toida, the Toida compares Toida to Shlomim. Then you have the Arba Chalas, each one is made from a different min, a different substance. And by the Eil Nazir, the Eil Nazir is the Zeruya B'Shela and the Chazav V'Shoik. And then you have the Chalas Matzah and the Rekik Matzah Echad. So all of these are the Muramahem, what's separated, that goes to the Kayin, and they're eaten in Yerushalayim day and night. Ella, what's the difference? Hamurim is Nechel L'Kohanim, L'Nesheyem, U'Livneyem, U'Lavdeyem. It's eaten by Kohanim, their wives, their sons, and their slaves. So Rashi says, how do you know that women can eat it as well? Because it says, Ata uvanecha uvnoisecha, and your daughters, so you see that females are allowed to eat it as well. The Sfas Emes speaks out, why is it necessary to tell me that Bneihem, the sons are Kohanim, why shouldn't they be able to eat just like the fathers? So the answer is, he says it's Marba, even Ketanim. I would have thought that perhaps it's only someone who's able to do the avoida, that he's the one who's able to eat, Kamashim Lan, that even the Ketanim who can't do the avoda, yet they are able to eat from these Matnas Kohuna, from the Shlom. Tana Rabban, and the Rabban learned in a Baraisa, we're going to learn a Makor that Kachim Kalim are eaten in the whole city of Yerushalayim. And we're going to have two approaches here, and the Gemara is going to come out that the correct approach is that of Abaya. And let us see the two approaches. The Pasuk says concerning Shlomim, and this was by the eighth day of Vayhi b'yom ha-shmini, eighth day of the Miluyim at the Chanukas HaMishkan, where Moshe was Mitzava Aaron and Bonav HaNoisarim, after none of Aviv were killed. So he told Aaron and his remaining children, Elazar Yisomer, that they should eat the Chaz of Ishoik of the Shlomim that were sacrificed on that day, as Chazei HaTnufa, the breast that was waved, Veshoik HaTruma, and the separated thigh, Toichlu b'makom Torah. You should eat it in a Torah place. Amar Rav Nechemya. So Rav Nechemya had a question on the wording of the pasuk. V'chi rishayim b'tuma achlam. The first ones were eaten b'tuma. In other words, there were other korbanos already brought, which were the chatas and the mincha. You're saying, oh, these shlamim you should eat b'tahara. It would seem to indicate the first ones you're going to eat b'tuma. Ella tohar mechlal shehu tameh. So what it means, says Reb Nechemya, that since it doesn't say you should eat it b'makom kadosh, it means something less than kadosh. It's not totally holy, meaning that for some halachas, it's tahar. For other halachas, it's a makom tameh. What does that mean? We know that in the Mishkan, and also subsequently in the Beis HaMikdash, there were three areas. There was a Machne Shechina. In the time of the Mishkan, that was the Mishkan itself, until the Pesach Ohel Moed. And in the Beis HaMikdash, it was the Beis HaMikdash. Then in the Mishkan, you had the second stage, which was the Machne Leviya. That was where the Leviim were encamped. And in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that was the Har HaBayis. And then you had Machne Yisrael. In the time of the Mishkan is where the Bnei Yisrael encamped around the Leviim. And in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was Yerushalayim, was Machne Yisrael. Now, a Mitzorah, for example, is Shiluach Mikol HaMachneis. A Mitzorah has to go out even if Machne Yisrael is not allowed to. Borad Yeshiv Chutz LaMachne, even for Machne Yisrael. A Zov is allowed in Machne Yisrael, but is not allowed in Machne Leviya. A Tomei Meis is even allowed in Machne Leviya, but is not allowed in Machne Shechina. Rashi speaks out, how do I know that in Machne Leviya you're allowed to have Tomei Meis? Because we find that Moshe took Atzmus Yosef, Imoi, and Chazal say Imoi b'mechitzasoi. So and Moshe was Machne Leviya. And so we see that he was allowed to bring in, even there, Tomei Meis in Machne Leviya. So now what the Gemara is saying is, you know where you're allowed to eat a shlamim. You're allowed to eat it in a place that's not totally kaddish. In other words, it's lower down kedusha. Legabe certain things, it's a makom tar. But legabe other things, it's going to allow a tameh to be there. And what is that? Says the Gemara, tar mitumas mitzayra, v'tameh mitumazov. it's a makom tahor that a mitzvah can't go there, because it's what? It's the machne Yisrael where a mitzvah can't go. But a zov is allowed to go there. So legabi tum a zov, it's tame. The eiz is there. Which place is that? Zem at machne Yisrael. That's machne Yisrael, which in the time of the base of Migdash was Yerushalayim. So here we see what? That the shlomim, Moshe told Aaron, you're allowed to eat it in a place where it's tar for mitzvah, but it's tame for Ezov, and that is the Machne Yisrael. The Eimah Tor Mitumah Zov V'Tomei Mitumah Smeis. How do you know it's to be in a place where Mitzorah is not allowed to go and a Zov is allowed to go? Maybe it's in a place where Zov can go and a Tomei Mace, where Zov can't go and a Tomei Mace could go. And what is that Vez? Is that Machne Levi, as we said before? In a Machne Levi, a Tomei Mace could go and a Zov can't go. Amr Abayi, Amr Kra. No, because the Pasuk says, Vachaltim oiso, which refers to the mincha. Where should the mincha be eaten? B'makom kodesh. In a place of kodesh. There it calls it kodesh. Because a mincha has to be eaten in the place of the shechina, inside of the azorah. Oiso b'makom kodesh. The mincha has to be eaten b'makom kodesh. V'loy acheris b'makom kodesh. But the lachme toida, that does not have to be in the machne shechina. But rather, the lachme toida, they could be eaten on the Har Abayis. Afke, we took it out by this pasuk, so we took out lachme toida, which the pasuk there is speaking about as well. We took it out, look in the shita, ois tezvav, mimachne shchina lemachne levia. So this pasuk of achaltam ois saw that it's only the mincha that has to be eaten in machne shchina, because that needs a makom kadosh. But we're memayet that acheres, the lachme toida, the shlamim, do not have to be b'makom kadosh. Where are they? They're in the secondary one, which is machne levia. So that's, we already got it down to machne levia. Hader, ksiv, b'makom tor. And then the pasuk says b'makom tor, afke l'machne Yisrael. So we have like two miyutim. One knocks it down from machne shchina to machne levia. The next one says, no, go even further. You're allowed even further. You can even eat the shlamim in the Machne Yisrael. So that answers your question. Why am I saying that it's Torah for Mitzorah, that a Mitzorah can't be there, but a Zov could be there? The answer is because we have this drush the way we just learned the Psukim. Rava Amar, now Rava attempts to say a different way to learn it. Totally different idea, and the Gemara is going to prove that Rava is not correct, and we're going to remain with the way Abai understood the Psukim. Rav Amar, we're going to darshan like this. Oysa b'makom kodesh. The mincha has to be in makom kodesh. In the machne shchina. V'lo yachers b'makom kodesh. But the lachme toida that we were speaking about is not eaten in a makom kodesh. So you know what that means, says Rava? Afka legamri. It knocked the lachme toida out and totally means beyond the walls of Yerushalayim. The Rav is entertaining the thought that perhaps you could even eat the lachme toida, the shlamim, outside of Yerushalayim. Hader ksiv rachmana. Then the Torah says, toichlu b'makom tahar. The Torah says, no, you have to eat it b'makom tahar. Ayla l'machne Yisrael. So first we knock the lachme toida out of the walls of Yerushalayim. Now that it says, no, it has to be a place where there has to be some tahara. What tahara that is mitzayra can't go there? We bring it back into the Machne Yisrael. That's the method that Rava wants to try. Ask the Gemara, ve'ema ayla machne levia. If you're already bringing it back, so maybe the makom tor includes machne levia. So the Gemara says, no, l'chada ma'ilin, and l'tatu lay ma'ilin. We have a rule, tafasta mu'ud tafasta, tafasta b'mruba loy tafasta. You're grabbing too much to bring it back into the machne levia. Ihachi, if so, ask the Gemara, if you're grabbing too much, afuke nami, l'chada mafkinen, mitarte loy mafkinen. Why are you knocking it out? When the Torah said, oisa, you should eat it inside a makom kodesh. So you said, but acheres, lachme toida, we're gonna knock out where? Totally! You knocked it into machne levia, you knocked it from machne levia to machne Yisrael, and then you knocked it totally outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. So you say the same thing. Tafasta meribaloi tafasta. Don't knock it out so far. V'oid, I have another kasha. How could you have a hava minna that you're allowed to eat it outside the walls of Yerushalayim? It says in the pasuk, Dvorim yudbeis loistucha lechel b'sharecha. You can't eat it in your own city. Ksiv. Elamai, we have to say the right answer is like Abaya, the way Abaya darshan de psukim, and that's how it comes out that you can eat it in Yerushalayim. Says the next Mishnah, Shlomim kachim kalim. Shlomim is also kachim kalim. Shritasim b'chol makom bazor. You can shech the shlomim even in the south, north, east, west, all over. V'damin ton shtei maton shen arba. V'necholim b'chol ha'ir. L'chol adam. B'chol machol. Not sli like Pesach. L'shnei yom v'layla echad. Shlomim is different than what we learned before. It's not for a day and a night, but rather it's 2 days and one night. Hamur mehem. Kiyaitzbem. What's taken from the shlomim has the same halacha of shlomim. Ella shamurim nechal kahanim l'nishem l'vneim l'avdeim. But the murim, what's separated, can be eaten by the kahanim, their wives and children and slaves. Tana rabbanim. Now the Gemara is going to learn a makar. How do we know that in fact that the shlomim are shechted b'chol mokum ba'azara? So the pasuk says three psukim concerning shlomim. One is about a ben bakar, a cow. One is a ben kesev, a sheep. And one is an aes, a goat. So by the first one, it says, v'shachtu pesach oil moed, by the door of the oil moed. The second, it says, v'shachtu oisai lifnei oil moed. The third, it says, v'shachtu oisai lifnei oil moed. L'hachshir as kol aruchois b'kotchim kalim. This permits any direction. We're going to, actually, the Gemara is going to explain on Amud Beis exactly how the psukim are learned. But from these three psukim together, we're going to get that north, south, east, west are all good for the shechit of kachim kalim. Kal v'chaymer l'tzafoin. Now, tzafoin, I don't need a pasuk. That I can figure out with a kal v'chaymer. Why? Says the Tana Kama, Uma kachim kachim, sh'loi huchshiru b'chol aruchos, huchshiru b'tzafoin. Kachim kachim, we're only allowed to shech b'tzafoin. But b'tzofen it is mutter, even though south, east, and west is not mutter. So kachim kalim shehuchsheru b'chol aruchos. Kachim kalim, which we're permitting in south, east, west also, ain't a din shehuchsheru b'tzofen. So certainly it's mutter b'tzofen. So Rashi explains that really the Tanakhama didn't need this kal v'chaymer. If we're saying that lifnei is teaching us that you don't need mamish pesach oil moed, you don't have to be mamish in front of the door, but rather you can go diagonally from the door, away from the door, in other directions, so why should north be any worse of a direction than the south, east, or west? Why did the Tanakhama use this kal v'chaymer? Because we're going to find that Rabbi Lezer has a kal v'chaymer, the opposite, that north should not be good, as we'll soon see, for the shechita of kachim kalim. So since Rabbi Lezer uses a kal v'chaymer that it's not good, the Tanakhama says, no, I have a kal v'chaymer that is good, I don't need a special pasuk for this. So it comes out that the logic of the Tanakhama, which Rabbi Lezer is going to disagree in, is that if the north is so holy that it can even contain within it the shechita of kachim, so it's certainly holy enough to shech the kachim kalim. However, Rabbi Lezer disagrees with this kal v'chaymer. Why? Because Rabbi Lezer says it's not, this is how Rashi and Amud Beis and the Meforshim explain, it's not a question over here, what's holier? Who says the northern part of the Beis HaMikdash is holier than the south, east, or west? It all has the same Kedusha. The point is that the Torah designated, and this is how the Rishash learns the kal v'chaymer that we're going to find in a second from Rabbi Lezer. The Rishash says it's not that the north is holier. The pshat is that the Torah designated the south, east, and west is good for kachim kalim. That's what we're learning out from the psukim here, lifnei, that it's good in not just in front of the door, in the other directions as well. Now, what did the Torah designate for the kachim kachim? The north. So Rabbi Lezer says there's a kal v'chaymer to opposite, that it shouldn't be good by the north. Why? If the Torah allowed kachim kalim in three directions, south, east, and west, so, and it did not allow the kachim kachim in the south, east, and west, only north, so if kachim kachim is mutter in the north, for sure that you can't have kachim kalim there. If you gave room for the kachim kachim only in the northern part, so if you have that room that's left for the north, then you can't put kachim kalim there. So it's not a question of Kedusha, it's a question of designation. If the Torah designated three areas for Kachim Kalim, and it designated one area for Kachim Kachim, just like the three areas for Kachim Kalim is not a place for Kutcher Kutchim, the same thing, the one area of Kutcher Kutchim is not a place for the Kutchim column. So let's see Reb Lezer inside. Reb Lezer Reimer, Loi Nemer HaKosav El HaKshutzof. No, I need a Pasuk that is Machshut. The bottom line is, Reb Lezer agrees in the final analysis, Avada, you are allowed to Shech. The Mishnah says so. B'chol Makom. The question is, the Machlokes Reb Lezer and the Tanakam is, how do you derive the fact that it's Shech, the B'chol Makom Bazar? So Reb Lezer says, I need a Pasuk to tell us that the north is Kosher. Because without the north, I wouldn't use the Kavach Chaymer of the Tanakama because the north is not any more holier than the south. And I would have a Kavach Chaymer for Keret that it's not good in the north. Why? Sheyachal, I would have thought, Valoidinu, Ma Kachim Kam Shechshru B'chol Aruchois, Loi Hechshru M'Kaim Netzu Kachim Kachim, if you can Shech the Kachim Kam, south, east, and west. And that's not a good spot for Kachim Kachim, you can't Shech there. So the way Rishash explains the Torah designated three directions of Kachim Kalim, and in those directions you cannot Shech Kachim Kachim. So Kachim Kachim Shloi Hechshru Elibet Zafin. The only thing you gave to the Kachim Kachim is one area Zafin. Say, Ain I didn't Shloi Hechshru M'Kaim. So certainly there's no room there to make Kachim Kalim. You've already given three spots to Kachim Kalim. You have one spot for Kachim Kachim. That's what I would have thought. That's why Talmud Loimer, as the Shita says, V'shachtu Pesach Oil Moed, Lifnei Oil Moed, and again Lifnei Oil Moed, that from these three psukim we're going to learn that it's good in all three directions. So the Gemara on Nun Hamad Beis immediately asks, B'mai Kamiflagi, what is the Machloikas? Explains Rashi, because you're telling me, according to Reb Lezer, I need a Pasuk to be Marbid the north. Without the Pasuk, I would have had a Kavachomer that the north should not be good for Kachu Kachu. So, and yet the Tanakhama says, for the north, I don't need a Pasuk. I do have a Kavachomer. So obviously, I'm going to use one of the psukim for a different limit. So we see that on Amud Aleph, there's a lot of the machloikis that was not explained. That's why the Gemara is asking, explain to me exactly what's going on here in this machloikis. So the answer is like this. Tana Kama Sover, Tulasa Koreksi, there's three psukim. Chad Legufei, the first pasuk where it says Pesach Oil Moyed, that I need for itself. What's the halacha? The Neboi Pesach Oil Moyed. I need Pesach Oil Moyed, which the Gemara on this Amud is going to explain in a few lines. Rashi speaks it out. A, that the door has to be open when you shech the korban. And B, you cannot shech it, let's say in the case of the Mishkan, when there's no door there. If the Levim have already taken down the structure of the Mishkan, or they haven't put it up yet, you can't shech the Shlamim. You need Pesach Oil Moed. That's the Gufei. V'chad l'hachshir tzadon. And one is to be machshir the sides. In other words, that's the second lifnei. Lifnei means not Pesach. You don't need a mamish staring the face of the door. Even if it's on the side diagonally, that's also kosher. The tzadon is also good. V'chad l'hachshir tzadon. And one is to say that the tzadon tzadon is not kosher, it is possible. What is considered tzedet tzadim? Here we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns that tzedet tzadim refers to the chambers that were in the Azorah, that they could have had even Kedusha's Azorah. They open up into the Azorah, but since they had walls that were separating it from the Azorah itself, so they are not considered as lifnei Pesach Oil Mayed, and therefore they are puzzle. But the Tosfos learns that it's speaking about the areas that are to the north and south of the Heichal. If you have the picture here in Rashi at the bottom of the Amud, so we see the Azorah, the Ulam, the Heichal, it would be the areas to the north and to the south of the Heichal. Those are considered the Tzidet Stadim because there are no doors that are entering into those areas, they would be possible. And Tzofen, what about that? Is Tzofen good for the Kachim Kalim? Lo Yitzchakra, I don't need a Pasuk, as we learned on Amud Aleph, because of that I have a Kavachimer. If Kachim Kachim can be Shechted in the north, so certainly Kachim Kalim can be Shechted. That's the Tanakama. V'Rab Lezer, he takes the same three Psukim and learns it differently. V'Rab Lezer, Sover, Chad L'Gufei, the boy Pesach Olam Moed. One is L'Gufei, as we just learned, that you need a door there, an open door. V'chad l'hachshir tzofen, but he needs one to be machshir tzofen because, as we learned on Amud Aleph, without this, he would say that there's a kal v'chomer that tzofen should not be good for kachay kalim. V'chad l'hachshir tzadim. And a third lifne, I need to be machshir tzadim. I, what about to pasal tzidei tzadim, tzidei tzadim, leitzachra. I don't need an extra pasuk, as the bach is gairis, right at the bottom of the amud. Vitzidei tzadim, I don't need, Rashi says, kra achrina, another pasuk. The lifne, the chsiv, bikra kama, mashma tzadim, veloi tzidei tzadim. Since I learn out from the third lifne tzidei, the sides, the east, the west, the south, I learn all the sides. It doesn't have to be directly in front of the door, but from that itself, I learn it has to be diagonal at least. If it's behind the ulam, in that area next to the heichol, so that's not even diagonally. So I don't need another pasuk because it's not considered lifne. I'm a mela, it's pasul tzidei tzadim. Now the Gemara asks, which we've already learned before, Maishna Hacha Dechsiv Pesach Olmoid. The first pasuk says Pesach, Umaishna Hasim Dechsiv Lifnei Olmoid. In the other two pasuk, it says Lifnei. The answer is, Kamashma Ki Rabbi Yudah Mishmul, Dam Rabbi Yudah Mishmul, Shlomim Sheshachton Kaidim Sheyiftu Dalsu Tehechel Psula. If the Shlomim were Shechted before the doors of the Hechel were opened, they're Pasul. Shenamar, Vishachtu Pesach Olmoid. It has to be Pesach. And Rashi explains, there's a difference between Delos and Pesach. Pesach means an opening, a passageway. Delos is the actual door itself that can open and close. So we learn from the word Pesach that bizman shehu pasuach, it has to be open, the passageway has to be open, v'loy bizman shehu no, and not when it is closed. If it is closed, then the shechita is psula. Itmar nami, we learned like this also. Amar mar ukva bar chama amar rabbi yitzchak bar chanina, shlam sheshachtim kaidim sheyiftechu dalos haheichal, if it was Shechta before the doors were open in the morning. Psulin shenemar v'shachtei Pesach oyel moyed. It has to be shechta Pesach oyel moyed bizman she Pesach ha'heichal pasuch. V'lo bizman she'll know when it's open, not when it's closed. The shita here in Ois Gimel asks the question. Teipuglei d'nishchu d'kaidem atamet shachta. The doors were opened. If you shechted it before the doors were opened, it means you also shechted before the Korban Tomet Shoshachar was shechted. Because the Korban Tomet Shoshachar could not be shechted if the doors were closed. They had to be opened. So, and we learned Allah, Shaloye Dover Koidim Tomet Shoshachar. So what about that problem that you shechted before the Tomet Shoshachar? On that, the Shita answers, Yesh Loimer, the Haina Le Mitzvah of a Psul Lekka. I would have thought it's only a mitzvah, but there's no psul. So therefore, we need a psul from this pasuk of Shachtu Pesach Olmoid Bizman Shu Pesuk V'lo Bizman Shu No. Bima Rava in Eretz Yisrael Masni Hachay. They learned it like the following: Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Acha Amar Rav Ashi Shlamim Sheshachton Kaidim Sheyiftechu Dal Seichel Psulim UbeMishkan Kaidim She. They added what we learned already in Rashi at the top of the Yamin in the Mishkan. It would, which was not a standing structure. It was built up and taken down. So, b'mishkan, kaidim she'amidu levim es ha-mishkan. If a person shechted the shlam before the levim put up the mishkan, l'achar she'yifku levim es ha-mishkan, and after the levim took down the mishkan, it's also possible. Be psulim because there's no pesach oil moyed. And now the Gemara says the following. Pshita, mugaf kenol dami. If the door is closed, even though it's not locked, that has halacha as being locked, and it would be possible. Vilon may ask him, what happens if there is a curtain there? And in fact, in the entrance to the Heichel, there was a curtain. Amar Rav Zeira, hu atzmei nasa elike pesach pasuach. When you have a curtain, it's not to block the entrance to the door, but rather, as Rashi and Tosfos speaks out in the second Tosfos, Divrei Maskil, hu atzmei, that the curtain was made just that when they were shechting, they shouldn't be able to look in. It was tznius bialma, Rashi says, and Tosfos agrees with that. It was just a matter of tznius, but it's not the purpose of a regular door, and therefore it's considered an open door, and therefore if you shechted with a curtain being in place there, it would be kosher. And now the Gemara asks, goiva mai, what happens if you have a high mound or a block of wood in the entrance way? So Tosfos in Goyva Mai Tema Asakasha I Goyva Chashav Hefsek Ken Kenegram is Beach Yivsol Shemavsek. How can you shecht all over the Azorah if you're shechting next to the Mizbeach? So the Mizbeach will block you. So the Meraimi Sada answers this Kasha and says that there's not a, if the door's open, and you can't see the door of the Pesach Oil Moed because the Mizbeach is blocking, that's not a problem. You don't have to see the entranceway open. But it has to be open. Mashenka, the Gemara's kash is, what happens if you have a high mound or a block of wood that is in the entranceway, blocking the entranceway? That's the Gemara's kash. Toshima coming here, this Sanya. Rabbi Yais, Rabbi Yudaimer, Shnei, Pishpishun, Hoyu, Pesach, Alifois. There were two minor doorways. They were miniature doorways in the Beis HaChalifos. What the Beis HaChalifos is the chamber of the knives. Rashi and Davchov says that the word chalif is an Arabic word. Actually, I've seen that chalif also is chalif means to exchange. When a knife is used on a live animal, it is exchanged. It becomes a dead animal. And that's how the Mefarshim explained that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Udishtamish betaga chalof, a person who uses the crown of Torah for his own selfish needs, he has exchanged a world of eternity, of nitzrius, for a temporal world for his needs in Olam Hazeh. So there was an area in the Azara which was called the Beis HaChalifos. The Beis HaChalifos was, Rashi explains, you have a picture here at the bottom of the Amud. The Ulam is sticking out 15 Amas in each direction. It was wider than the Heichal. In the back wall of the Ulam, where it was sticking out further than the Heichal, there were windows where they had the knives that were used for Shechita. And the area from the back of the Ulam, all the way going up in the diagram until Maariv, until the end of the Azorah, that was all called the chamber of the knives. So there were two doors, one on the northern side, one on the southern side of the back of the Ulam, where it was protruding beyond the walls of the Heichal, and that's where the chamber of the knives were. The Goyven Shmaya, those two doors were high 8, Kedei, Lahakshur Es Hazara Kula. In order to be Machshur the entire Hazara, Lachilis Kachim Kachim, to eat Kachim Kachim, Rashi says that the Gemara further will take out this line because there is no halacha that you need to eat the Kachim Kadashim in front of Lifnei Pesach Oil Moyed. However, the next halacha is correct. These two doors, because this Shita holds that the Ulam had a din of Oil Moed as well. So once I got the doors in the back of the Ulam, those doors are also called Lifnei Oil Moed, and therefore Lishkit das Kachim Kalim. You're allowed to Shecht Kachim Kalim all over the Azor. And our question was, where's the Lifnei behind the Ulam? So the answer is, because you had these two doors there, and these two doors made the Ulam be considered Lifnei Pesach Oil Moyed. And the Gemara thought that what is the 8 Amos? That was a blockage of 8 Amos. My love, the Ikeh Kamayu Shmoina. There's a goiva, a mound, or a block of wood that's blocking the doors. So the Gemara, as Haryav Araya, that it's kosher, it's good. The Gemara says, Loi, the Gova Ninu Shmoina. The doors themselves were only 8 Amos high. May say, I'll ask you a kasha. Kol Hashem Shoy Hashem Goyven Esrim Amma. V'roichman Eser Amma. All the walls in the Beis Hamikdash were high 20 Amos and wide 10 Amos. And here you tell me it was only high 8 Amos. The answer is Pishmishin Shiny. As Rashi explained, since the whole purpose of these doors was in order to enable Shechita behind the Ulam that it should be considered Lifnei Pesach Oil Moed, so therefore they were not makbid that it should have the same height as the other doors of 20 Amos. Ask the Gemara, what about to the side? In other words, the Gemara is asking, if we look at the picture, by the Ulam, not behind the Ulam, but on the sides of the Ulam, on the north side, on the Dorim, on the south side, that's the Tzadim, where there's no doors there. So you don't have the Lifnei of the door that was actually at the front of the Ulam. You don't have these back doors in the back. How could they shecht on in the side? And you said you could shecht all over the Azora. The answer is, the Ma'ayel Hu Bekeren Zavis. The doors were made by the Ulam on the corners in the back They were made, in other words, one door was made on the northwestern corner, and the other was made on the southwestern corner. And therefore, the whole area Tzadin of the north and the whole area Tzadin of the south were covered by this door. They are Lifnei because the door came to the south, it came to the north, and then diagonally it covered that whole area that was not covered by the front door in front of the Ulam. Ask the Gemara, but I have one other area of the Azorah where I don't understand how you could check there, which is Achari Beis HaKapoiris Mai. What about behind the house of the cover of the Oren, which means another way of calling the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, this would be in the area where you have here the letter Ches in this picture, this big letter Ches. That's the area behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So how were you allowed to shecht over there? And there was, as Rashi tells us, in the second small line at the bottom of the Amid, Akas Esrei Amma Hoya Avir At Chomis Azor L'Mariv. There were 11 Amas from the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim until the western wall of the Azora. How are you able to shecht there? There's no door. There's no lifnei. Pesach oil moyed. So the Toshma, the Amar Rami Bar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Lul Kot Noyachar Beis HaKapoiris. There was a small window at the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because over there there was a small room which was called a Tei, Tof Aleph. And that small room had a hole in it on one side. It had a hole on the other side, and it had a there was a hole in the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if you looked through the hole of this small room, you could look into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim had a din of oil moyed, and therefore, once again, in that area, you had an opening, and that enabled you to shecht. It was also called Lifnei Pesach Oil Moyed. And what was the purpose of this? And the sheet that changes the words over here, he leaves out Gvoya Shmoina Amos, and he puts in Lahakshir as Kol Hazara. And Lachar will have to take out again Lachilas Kodesh HaKadoshim, because we said Achilas Kodesh HaKadoshim is not required to have Lifnei, but Lishchitas Kodesh HaKadoshim, for the sheet of Kodesh HaKadoshim, you had these holes in the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the back of the small room, which enabled it to be called Lifnei Pesach Oil Moed. V'hainu d'chsiv, that's what it says in the Pasuk in Ezra, Shnayim leparbar, my lefarbar. What does it mean? There were two guards that were guarding this area of farbar, Amar Rav Rav Shila, Kimand Amar klape bar. It's as if it says, Rashi says the second last line on the Amid, klape chutz, this is bar, this is going towards the outside, meaning, it was after all the walls of the Heichel of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was still an entranceway, and at every entranceway there was a guard. So there were two guards, which were appointed there in the time of Ezra, to guard the holes that were in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the small room. They were all so considered entranceways, and the purpose of the entranceway was to be matur to shecht all over the Azara, that it should be called Lifnei Pesach Oil Moed, and there were two guards appointed there, as there were to all of the other entrances in the Beis Hamikdash.